can say that. Hey.
You can give a story before.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. There's an old song that was written in 1779. The author basically is unknown, but this is it, and you're going to know it. It says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Yea, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amazing grace, how great is our God, the amazing grace that he has given unto his people. Let's take our Bibles and make our declaration before. Say, this is life. I will honor it today. As this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name. Turn, if you would, to Jeremiah chapter 19. Jeremiah chapter 19. Jeremiah was a prophet called by God, and we're going to read a scripture on him, how he was called by God. But Jeremiah was a prophet called by God. And his name, Jeremiah, means Jehovah is high. Jehovah is high. In Old Testament times, God would raise up prophets that would speak to the children of Israel, would speak to God's people. It's not like today. We still have prophets. You know, there are still prophets. There are false prophets, but there are true prophets of God that still go around and prophesy and speak, thus saith the Lord. It is true, there are some out there and that God calls. But back in the Old Testament, before Jesus did all that he did upon the cross that allowed the Father, the Holy Spirit, to come and live and abide in us, before that, the Spirit of God would come upon men and women, and they would prophesy. And God would call men and women to be prophets or prophetesses, both. And they would prophesy, thus saith the Lord, to the people. Because not everybody could hear, and God wouldn't speak to everybody. That just wasn't a common thing. God would handpick, you know, because of certain things, and I can't go into it, but certain things, but he would handpick men and women, and they would be moved by the Spirit of God, and they would speak under the unction, which means the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and they would say certain things of prophecy to the children of Israel, to the people. A lot of times it was warnings. A lot of times it was to repent. A lot of times it's for them to get away from gods that they were serving, which wasn't the true God, and come back unto him and all those things. But Jeremiah was called to be a prophet. And just because we're called to do something doesn't mean that it will be easy. Amen. Amen. We've gotten to the place in society today, even the church, because it's lukewarm as a whole. And God says he'd rather us be hot or cold and spew us out of his mouth. And because the church itself, the body of Christ, is lukewarm. It is. Let's face it. It's not hot for God. It's not cold for God. We have a little bit of God some days and care less about him other days, for the most part. You can see it in people's lives. You know, God says in Scripture that we're to gather together as believers. We're to come to church. That's what God says. And that we shouldn't second guess, well, when I get up in the morning on Sunday, should I get to church? We should know as believers that we're to be in the house of God under the presence of the Holy Ghost and letting God move within us to gather together so we can have strength to go out there and live a life that is pleasing unto him and speak forth the word of God so that we're strengthened by the power and the anointing of God. But yet, you know, how many people, I'm telling you, how many people you know today are not in church? And I'm not saying, you know, sometimes work, that takes us, or, you know, every once in a while we need a vacation. I'm not talking about that stuff. But I'm just talking about Christians that once knew God that are actually right now, 11 o'clock, probably barbecuing. That's not good. No. They need to be in the house of the Lord. And I know sometimes it gets kind of like, you know, well, you know, just whatever. But God says, what does the word of God say? That's what we're to live in, what he says. And being obedient to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Being obedient to the word of the Lord. You know, I often think of, and I know I've said this before, I think, anyway. You know, Doubting Thomas wasn't with Jesus when he came into the and spoke with the disciples. Huh? He should have been there. He wouldn't have doubted. See, we need to be where the Spirit of God is moving, where God is at. Because we don't know what God has for us. We don't know the encouraging word that God might have for us. We don't know that maybe God is saying, okay, today is the day you get healed of that disease that's in your body. We don't know. But you see, if we're not where God wants us to be, under the spout of the pouring out of the Spirit of the Lord, well, then he can't do what he wants to do. Probably every one of us has missed out probably on some things that God has for us, myself included. I know it, probably. Because maybe we weren't where God wants us to be at the right time. But we need to learn to be where God wants us to be. So I'm going out on anything. But the prophet, we get off of that. The prophet Jeremiah. It says that, oh, let's read the scripture. In Jeremiah chapter 20. Did I say Jeremiah 27 and 8? No. Jeremiah 19, verse 14 and 15. We'll come back to that. Jeremiah, called by God to be a prophet. We're going to see some things that this man went through. That was horrible. But he still stood and did what was right, even though he got a little dismayed. So, and it said, then came Jeremiah from prophet, whether the Lord had sent him to prophesy, he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all their towns, all the evil that have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks that they might not hear my words. Now, keep that up there. Keep it up there for right now. Here we see Jeremiah, a prophet called by God to speak the words of the Lord. To speak the words of the Lord. God, the Holy Spirit, tells him, I want you to go to the temple. Now, don't you think the temple is where God is supposed to be? That's where the religious people are. That's where God, you would think he would be welcomed. You know? Wouldn't we think so? I mean, logically, that's what I would think so. So, Jeremiah goes to the temple. And God has pronounced that calamity would be coming to the city and the nation if they did not repent of the things that they were doing. You might say, well, what were they doing? They were worshiping other gods besides worshiping Jehovah God. You might say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, this is the deal. God is a jealous God. He does not want you or I to worship anything except him. He does not want you to worship humanity. He does not want you to worship your possessions. He does not want you to worship your money. Nothing is to be worshipped except him. You might say, well, how do you know if he's being worshipped, if he's first in your life? If he's first in your life. And it says he got to the temple. Now, you know, when God calls us to do something, you know, we think, well, you know, God's going to make it all, he's going to go in my favor. It doesn't necessarily work that way all the time. It doesn't necessarily, you know, when God calls you to do something, does not mean that everything's going to be okay all the time. When God calls you to do something or you're living a life pleasing unto God, you're going to have some rough times. It's going to be rough sometimes. The enemy's out there coming to steal, kill, and destroy. He will do whatever he can, and whatever access that he can get, he's going to try to do it. And Jeremiah gets to the temple and he says, look, God has delayed what he was going to do for 20-something years now. I think it's 22, they calculated. 21 or 22 years. But he said, this is what God says to prophesy over you at the temple. And it says this. And he stood in the court of the Lord's house. The Lord's house. It's an amazing statement there. He didn't go to the backside of the whatever rose back there. He didn't go to Timbuktu. He went to the Lord's house and prophesied at the Lord's house first. Unless judgment comes at the Lord's house first, then it spreads out. And it says this, and said to all the people, they were all gathered there. The people came from all over, the religious people, the people came. And he said this, thus says the Lord of hosts. Now that's a good statement there. Jeremiah didn't say, you know, listen, this is what I'm telling you. But he said, thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, look, this is what your God, Jehovah God, that you worship one of them, this is what he says. The God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all of her towns, that means the whole country was covered, all the area, all the evil that I have pronounced against it, what he spoke against it, because they have hardened their necks, and that they might not hear my word. What does harden your neck mean? That means you're not turning and doing what God wants. They've hardened. God, for 20-something years, spoke to the children of Israel, repent. Repent. Ask me for forgiveness. Repent of your ways. Repent of your evil. Repent of those evil thoughts. Repent of those things. And look to me. Don't go and bow your knee to those other gods, because they had many temples there. One, yes, to Jehovah. Thank God. But they had all these other ones there that they had built, that they would go on one day they would go and bow their knee to whatever god, Baal, whatever one, doesn't matter, they're all the same, they're not God. They'd get up, pay what they needed to pay, and go and walk in to the temple of the most holy God. An abomination. Walk in and pay homage to the God of Israel and the sacrifice and give what is his. And we, you know, modern day society today, we might think, well, that's okay. A little bit in the world and a little bit with God is okay. But God says no. Now you might say, well, Pastor, are you perfect? No, look, no one's perfect except God. But we are to strive with everything within us to live a life that is pleasing unto him, that is pleasing to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. To please him, that we take the word of God and we lift it up. And we say, Lord, help me to live this word and never to bow to anything except you, Lord. Except you. Because you see, what God said is right today is right tomorrow. What God said was right 100 years ago, it's right today. What God said was right when he wrote the book by the Holy Ghost, as the unction and the power of God would come upon men as they wrote the scriptures. Not by man, but by the Spirit of the living God. The book that you have in your lap, can you imagine? It's from God. It's not just a book that has been written from man's imaginations or what they thought happened, but it's a book that has been written under the inspiration and power of the Holy Ghost by God. And when God had wrote it, he gave it so we would have it to read it, so we could see who he was and who he is and who he shall be in the future. That we have a hope on the inside of us, the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. Asking God to move in situations, believing God, believing God, believing God. And as we believe God, it moves God. And moves God. And moves God. And as we move God, because we believe God, God provides for the church the presence of God. Praise God. I'm sure they thought, man, he's about to speak. I'm sure God is pleased. And when he started to speak, he found out he wasn't. He wasn't at all. I want you to look at Jeremiah, verse 20, chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. I was not happy in there. Audrey, you might need to go help. I will. Sitting in the cow for the two grandmas, hold on. We'll take care of it. Look at Jeremiah chapter 20. Now, you know, this is kind of heartbreaking, like, what are you? He had just spoken to them, went to the house of the Lord and spoke to them. Now look at this. It says, now I don't know how to say this, but the Asher, the son of Emor, the priest, can you imagine? Who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Okay? You would think, man, he must be excited. Yes. Oh, Lord, thank you. It says, now, Fasher smote, that means he beat Jeremiah, the prophet. Can you imagine? He beat or smote. That means he hit him, beat him. Can you imagine that the chief officer in the house of the Lord would beat up the prophet of God and put it in stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was the house of the Lord? Now, and this is in the notes, and I thought this was good. He went to the house of the Lord, spoke the word, and the God, as a chief officer in the house of God, got angry with him, beat him up, slapped him around and beat him up, and had him put in stocks that they had there. And you might say, what did that put in stocks? The whole night. They said, and you can read it in the comments, what they had was a long beam with five holes in it. The five holes in that one beam was for your neck, your hands, and your feet. Now, put your feet, you put your hands, and you put your neck in it. And you stay in that position for 24 hours, a whole night. This is the chief officer in the temple of God, doing this to the prophet of Israel, because they got so angry at what he said. Now, how do you think Jeremiah felt? Being thrown in a dungeon, in that stock, with his hands, his feet, and his head in one beam all night. How do you think he felt? Do you think he had a good night? It makes all of our nights seem very good, huh? Compared to what he had. We have our nice mattresses and our nice pillows and all that stuff. The fan, the air conditioner, everything's set right, you know. Nice. And we would think a prophet of God has to go through this. And it talks about how, because of those things that happened to him, how there was probably blood all over the place. Because, you know, in those cells, it wasn't, you know, nice carpet and stuff. Cement. For a whole night. And then in the morning or so, they let him come out. And during that time, you can read scripture. Because of time, I can't get into it. But you can read scripture. You can read this. And it says that he lost hope. Because in Jeremiah, the first parts, it talks about how God called him and how God said he would use him, how God said his anointing would be upon him. And that's all truth. But sometimes what God says and what we perceive for the future is totally different. Because Jeremiah thought he'd walk in and he'd speak the word of God, they would repent and they would turn from their wicked ways and he would go on to another avenue. But that didn't happen. He walked in there, spoke what God said. They got mad. The people in the temple that represented God got mad at him. The officer of the temple beat him up, had him put in stocks and stayed there all night. Can you imagine what Jeremiah was thinking? Lord, did I miss you? Lord, and you can read scripture where he says, Lord, did you lie to me? Did you deceive me? I mean, all kinds of things. We think, well, he's a prophet. He wouldn't think that. He's a man. A sinful man like us. Going through the same struggles that we go through. Yet called by God. See, we're called by God to do certain things. And yet we may struggle with certain things. But God's power comes back in. But I want to read this scripture. As he was discouraged, the power of God came upon this man. Look at verse 9 of chapter 20. It says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name." I mean, look, he was mad. He thought, well, I'm in this stock. God's going to come and send an angel like he sent to Peter and take this off of me, and the chains are going to fall off, and I'm going to walk out of this place. We have things in our minds sometimes. We know. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with believing what God can do. But when we get discouraged, we got to learn that, Lord, God's called me. God has given me power. God is going to move on my behalf. But it says this. He said, first part, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him." Talking about God. I mean, look, talk about he was upset. Don't you think? A prophet saying, "I will not mention him again, nor speak any more in his name at all." But this is the but came in. "His word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stand." This is the situation. He was discouraged. He gave up almost. But the word of God was in him. It was like what? Like he said, fire shut up in my bones. And buddy, let me tell you this. It was the Holy Ghost. It was the word of God that was in him. He knew his God, and he couldn't get away from it. It was fire that was shut up in his bones, that he knew he needed to do what was right. And it says later in scriptures that he started to sing unto God. Sing unto God. Sing unto God who he was. Who he was. Lifting him up. And it got his mind and his spirit and his body off of him. And it got upon God. And when we get our minds off of us and we get it on God, there's victory. But when we keep our minds on us all the time and what we go through in our hard times and all this stuff, and yes, I'm not trying to play that down, but when our mind is set on that, depression will come in. It will slow you down in your relationship to God. But he started to sing, and he said, "There's fire shut up in my bones." And let me tell you, there's fire shut up in our bones because of the power of the Holy Ghost. You might say, "How do you know that?" Because it says in scriptures that when the fire of God came to them at the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, that the power of God came upon them. It was like cloven tongues of fire upon their heads. The power of the Holy Ghost was in them. It was shut within him, and God let it come forth. Look, the power of God is in us. We need to allow God to move at will within our hearts, within our lives, within our church, within our community, allowing the Holy Spirit to move. The fire of God. The fire of God. It even says in Acts chapter 10, they call that the Gentile Pentecost, because it was Gentiles that got filled with the Holy Ghost. The fire of God shut up in our bones. The fire shut up in our bones. There's fire shut in there. Let it come out. Let it come out. The word of God was in that man. The fire of God was in him. He gave up. He said, "Lord, I don't know." And I know some of you have been to the place where you almost gave up. And the devil wanted you to give up. He wanted you to give up. He was throwing a party in hell if he could. He's not there now, but if he could. I said, "He's not there?" Well, no, he's not going to be a place where he's burning fire. He's roaming the earth, doing his dirty work right now.
Toes.
Trying to destroy God's people. But you see, it's the fire of the Holy Ghost that changes us. And when we received God, he came in and lived inside of us. And Lord and behold, then the Holy Spirit came into us. As far as being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. The fire of God. That's what it was in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 10. The fire of the Holy Ghost came upon these people, and they started to speak with unknown tongues. You might say, what is it? Well, that fire, that's just prayers towards our God. Personal prayers on the inside of us. That is given in prayer unto our God. The fire of God. And let me tell you, God is stirring up gifts. God is stirring up you and I to get the job done. People, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming for a church like you and I. He's coming. We got to get the word out however we can about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The onslaught of the enemy is out there trying to deceive people and tell them there's all kind of ways to get to heaven. There's 100 doors to get to heaven. And we know because of what the word of God says, and we know that that book that we have in our lives is the truth. That there's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to the Father. There's only one way to him, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ, and no other way. There's only one way. One way. One way. The fire of God on the inside of us. Don't back down from what you know is truth. But stand up for what is truth. Just as Jeremiah stood up and spoke the word, yet God still came and helped him. We don't know what we might have to go through. We may not know the horror and maybe some horrible things that may have to come. But that's okay. We know a God that can transform things in our hearts and in our lives and change the situation around. Because you see, there's a fire on the inside of you. There's a fire from God that's inside of us that no devil in hell can quench. That no devil in hell can put out. But the fire of God inside of you, God is trying to get out of you. So that you can change the world, not for us, but change the world for the kingdom of God. To change the world for him. Because you see, when he comes, look, he's not coming just to come. He's coming for his church. He's coming for his people. And when that trumpet blows, we're going to hear it. And we're going to be transformed out of this place. And all hell's going to break loose if upon the earth at that time. It's going to be horror. So we got to get the word out. However we can. However we can. You might say, well, some people don't want to hear it. So what? But tell them the truth. When God opens that door, don't back down. Step into it. Yeah, your knees might be shaking a little bit. That's okay. But just step into it and say, okay, Lord, they want the truth. I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give it to them. There's so many things that are out there is leading people in so many different directions. Somebody told me a few weeks ago. Somebody told this boy or whatever, you know, whatever. I don't remember how. Oh, not to get sick. I don't know what it was, but to spit on a broom. Something to that effect. Maybe that's witchcraft. Witchcraft. The only healer is Jesus Christ. The only one. The only one. We need to keep our faith and trust in him. In him alone. Jeremiah had a tough time, but he came through. I know we've all sometimes lost our faith in God. We thought, Lord, where are you? Lord, what's going on? Lord, you need to help me. And we felt like, maybe physically, our hands and our feet and our neck wasn't in the stock, but we felt like it. Because you know, in that position, you can't do anything but kind of roll around, make a little bit, and that's about it. But God gave him power the next day and brought victory in this man's life. And God will do the same for us. He'll bring victory in all areas. Don't give up on your God. Let the fire that's rolling on the inside. Stir up those gifts that are in you. Be fervent in the things of God. That means be hot. Just be fervent for the things of God. Don't be lax and say, well, whatever. If God wants me to know a scripture, he'll bring it about in a song. If I put it on the radio, he'll do whatever. And no, there's nothing wrong with listening to good Christian music. But let me tell you into the Word of God. Dive into it. Get it for yourself. I don't want somebody else's manna. Now, it's good, and I'm glad when they share it. But you want your own fresh bread from heaven alone that God's going to speak to you about. Can you imagine as you open your word to this afternoon and morning, and you say, Lord, speak to me something. And you start reading, and all of a sudden you see something you never saw before. That's the Holy Spirit saying, Joe, I'm taking care of you. I'm giving you your bread that you need today to live a life that is pleasing unto me. See, God takes care of his people. God takes it. We may not like it sometimes how he does it, but that's okay. We're not the judge of that. He just says, trust me and I'll supply. Trust me and I'll help you. Trust me and I'll be there for you. Trust me and I'll help you in your decisions. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise be unto our God. You may stand, please. Fire of the Holy Ghost upon our lives. Praise be unto our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and honor.
Huh?
The human centipede. Have you ever seen?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. You can put that last song on. Just put it low for right now, okay? I want to ask you, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, just one minute, please. I want to ask you a very important question. Do you know Jesus? Have you accepted Jesus into your heart and mind today?
That's gross.
Have you accepted him? If you don't know Jesus, would you like to receive him today? Would you like to receive him today? Would you please just raise your hand? Just making sure. Father, I thank you for your people. Father, I thank you for the mighty army of believers in this place, Lord. Father, I thank you that you're raising them up to take the land. Father, give us wisdom and show us how to do it. Help us to win soul by soul, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you would be with all of us as we go home today. Help us during the week, Lord God, to be an example of your love and your patience and your kindness. Father, I thank you for your people. And Father, I pray that your spirit and your anointing would rest upon each and every one of us. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, guys, we appreciate you. We thank God for you. And we love you. And we pray you have a great week this week. God bless you.